Lesson 1, the value of reflection. For your first lesson, we highlight the importance of taking time out to think and why it's key to creativity, innovation, and the future of leadership. The topics we will explore are the value of time to think, corporate culture, and busy as the hallmarks of success, lessons from leaders who take time out to think, and finally, making timely and relevant decisions today about tomorrow. Trend management is essential to engage with change, and it's fundamental to the process of shifting from a mindset of short-term thinking to long-term rewards. This is quite a leap, as it requires us to challenge the status quo. In particular, we must focus on the question on delivering on short-term goals that we see affecting leadership in business and society, as well as individuals and their lifestyle choices. Traditional corporate culture tends to focus on operations and projected growth in short-term cycles. And this is at the risk of losing out on the opportunities and averting the possible threats that becomes apparent when we step back and look at the bigger picture in a long-term frame. For too long, busy has been the hallmark of success, measured in constant frenetic activity. The sink or swim mentality has dictated how we consider ourselves in the working environment, and we have developed a clear bias for doing overthinking. But being busy is easy. There will always be another meeting to attend, another problem to solve, or another email to write. Taking the necessary time out to think is harder to justify, even though it is an essential strategic investment. Some of the most successful leaders in the world have practiced the art of time to think for a long time. Bill Gates, for example, would famously take a week off twice a year to spend it in a secret waterfront cottage to think and reflect on Microsoft and its future without any distraction. Similarly, Warren Buffett has stated that he insists on a lot of time being spent almost every day to just sit and think. In fact, by his own estimate, he spent about 80% of his career engaged in reading and thinking. Critical thinking time is essential in a complex, rapidly changing world and economy. Because if fear of the market, the opposition, the balance sheet rules your organization's everyday agenda, then it is more crucial to take a step back and prioritize this critical time to think. This is an investment in the future of your brand, products, and services, but more importantly, it is an investment in yourself as a balanced human being and a purpose-driven leader. Similarly, if your output and your innovation capacity is drying up in the face of eternal firefighting, and you only have the opportunity to consider things through this prism of the next set of targets, then it's definitely time to step back from the office and your daily routine so you can regain the broader perspective and rekindle the passion for what you do. Most people can tell you about the what and the how of their job, but when it comes to the why, it is often much harder. Ultimately, this comes down to answering the question, why do I get up in the morning and go to work? Time to think has always been a core proposition in my work as a futurist and as the founder of Kier Global. It is what informs the trends management process because it is a proactive way to make the most out of your time out. Finally, consider for a moment the words of Abraham Lincoln, who said, "Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend the first 4 sharpening the axe." This quote highlights the critical relationship between the accomplishment of a strategy and careful consideration and planning. Peter Drucker said it very well. He said, "Follow effective action with quiet reflection, because from quiet reflection will come even more effective action." Thinking consciously about today's challenges help you to make better decisions about tomorrow, Not only does it strengthen your capacity for creative leadership and innovative business model, it also gives you space to anticipate and act on future needs and lifestyle preferences. Taking time to think is essential to cultivating the mindset of a futurist. In the next lesson, we will discuss what it means to have the mindset of a futurist and the benefit of planning for the future.